It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Big Ugly Tailgate. It's me, just Casey, today. Johnny's at like a frat boy tree hugger retreat. And Ashley's traveling the world. So, you know, they're not accountable. I'm here and they're not, you know, but that is what it is. Anyways, we got a pretty good show for you today. A lot of stuff went on. Texas baseball last night came back after that, that Thursday blink of the eye and just the bats lit up. And I think, was it 14 to 2 last night or something like that? I mean,
I believe it was 13-3.
14-3. Yeah. And, they hit three dingers. I mean, I saw one that went right over center field. I mean, it was at least 400 feet, but, no, good for them for the bounce back. So, are we tied with TCU right now? I think is that what it is? Because TCU's done, right? They don't have another game this weekend. Let me see here. Anyways, we'll figure that out. CB will hit me up in a second and be like, "Hey, idiot, this is what's going on." No, but 14-3. They play today at 2:30. Man, that's crazy. Zubia smashing.
Yeah, Zubia, Trey, Faltini, all of them.
It's crazy. What's wild is they're getting production like first, you know, seven, eight batters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good. Everyone really has some good. I mean, that's awesome. Good job for Texas baseball bouncing back. They got a win today. I'll look into seeing if what it is. If TCU lost, I know we have to win today. We'll be up one. I know if we would have won yesterday, we'd be up one right now. But I don't know the rest of that. But anyways. Texas women's advance to NCAA championship match. They went 4-0 victory over, I think it was South Carolina, wasn't it? Yeah, it was over, no, I'm sorry, NC State in the semifinals. So our number two women are going to the championship match to try to bring home another trophy. I'll tell you what, Texas sports right now is kicking some ass, and it's awesome. Texas men, they fell to the top seed, Florida. Yeah, Florida top seed in the semifinals yesterday. But, I mean, that's a good year. You make it all the way down to the semifinals. You're number four team in the nation. Just sucks to lose to Florida. I hate Florida Gators. God, they piss me off. Anyway, sorry. I don't like anything about the Florida Gators. I don't think anybody likes the Florida Gators but the Florida Gators.
I could see that.
Like, no one even has respect for the Florida Gators.
Miami. I don't want to go that far.
But. No, I'm telling you, Miami doesn't respect Florida.
Well, of course they don't.
Florida State doesn't respect Florida. Nobody in Florida respects Florida.
Okay, that's fair. I can go with that, sure.
I don't think anybody in Texas respects Florida. But we respect Miami and Florida State.
Well, to be fair, the amount of people that we respect outside of Texas is very few and far between.
It's thin.
It's thin line.
It's a thin
small
line.
List.
Yeah. NBA playoffs this week are about to start, I guess. They're just starting this week. Golden State lost last night. That's going to be weird not seeing Steph Curry in the playoffs. Like, that's
wild.
Bad for TV.
Real bad.
That's so bad for TV. Your leading scorer is not in the playoffs because y'all want to do this play-in, play-out BS. But anyways, I won't really watch basketball until now, so that's the only time I really pay attention.
And now you'll be paying a little less attention, you know, with Steph out of there.
No, that's true. But I mean, you know, we got a bunch of three Longhorns set for the NBA playoffs.
That
this
is
year.
True. Yeah.
Who is it? Kevin Durant. PJ, no, yeah, he's playing with Giannis.
You took Kevin Durant. I'm following your lead now.
I think it's PJ Tucker and Thompson.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. Because PJ Tucker, he's playing for Milwaukee right now. He's out there with Giannis. Anyways, and I know that was tough for him because he loves, you know, he's back in Texas. He's in Houston, and his whole family's still in Houston, and now he's back there, you know. I mean, that's a tough one. Yeah, but anyways, good for him. He's, you know, back in the playoffs. In a good situation, regardless. Our women's track and field, 53 total. Our track and field, men and women's, number four, number six. We have 53 entries into the NCAA West Regional. 30 women, 23 on the men's side. Good luck to them. Because they go to regionals, you know, to go to the championship. So, but we have a pretty solid squad. So I hope we can. That'd be awesome. If we can get all 53 into. That'll set us up for, you know, a chance at national championship again. But anyways, good luck to them as well. I think it's pretty cool too. It's Texas Athletics turned to 100% capacity at outdoor sporting events. That's awesome. A little bit, you know. You're not sitting, you know, it's just a little more normal, you know. You can go to a football game without a mask.
Right, yeah. We're slowly but surely.
You can actually go to a football game, you know what I mean, drink beer, you know. And, you know, it was funny, though. I heard Del Conte on the show yesterday, and he was like, oh, we're going to have so much stuff planned. I'm like, you don't need to do all this crap. You don't need to spend money. You don't need to spend money to entertain people to come to the Texas game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to do that. All you have to do is freaking win ball games and people have a good time. And there's no, and the crappy thing is now is that there's no tailgating anywhere. You have to go buy a freaking tent for $1,500 and then you get crap food. Ugh. They give you like steamed wieners and the buns and they drop off a cooler with some ice. I mean, yeah, like to get everything and have a bunch of good stuff, I mean, it's going to cost you around $3,000-$4,000, and you're getting hot dogs. I mean, you know, but you can always bring in your own food, I guess, you know, and do all that kind of stuff. But
bring
it's still,
in your own steamed hot dogs.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like it. I mean, you can bring in your own bar, you know, but you still got to rent a tent. Like,
I know it.
And I guess it's nice for people that just don't want to have to deal with any trash or pickup, but it's not tailgating.
It's not. That is true. That is
like I like
not.
You know, I like people bringing all their own pits, and you got to get out there early and reserve your spot. But now this is all like, oh, these are all this area is taken because people are going to buy
these. You have a reservation, sir.
Yeah, like it's like, come on, this is a bunch of, you know, it's a bunch of Del Conte suit stuff. You know what I mean? Instead of, and yeah, people are, you know, they're all filled out, but I don't know. That's not tailgating to me. You know,
when do you think we'll get back to true 2019? Style tailgating, do you suppose, will be this year?
Well, there's not even place for anybody to tailgate anymore because everything on the other side of MLK is gone.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
I mean, they're building everything up on MLK, so you can't even tailgate anywhere in Austin anymore unless you want to go way down on freaking almost 12th, 10th Street, you know, like 15th Street, way down there. And, I mean, me, I'm a fat ass. I don't want to walk. It's hot,
it's
you
true.
Know? And plus, I've been drinking a few pops, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my buzz.
Don't want to sweat it out.
I don't want to sweat it out. And then, you know, I don't know. That's just, that's the crappy part. It's like, it's too uppity, you know, and there's no real tailgating anywhere. And I feel like that's the heart and soul of your fan base is people out there that throw their own tailgates. I mean, there's like four little places you can do it now, and you know, I like that feeling. It used to be, you know, after when me and Lyle played, after my, you know, when I was here at Texas, me and Lyle, our parents had a tailgate with the Lewises, so it was a Sin Line, the Lewises, Halls. I mean, it was a bunch of people out there. you know, like my uncles were out there, so it was, you know, it was a big family thing. You know, after games, they had a cooler of long necks for me and Lau, and like one little bite of basically all the damn food was gone. That was the messed up part. They're like, "Hey, we saved you a brat." Thanks, guys, appreciate it. But it was cool. But on our way walking there, we'd always people would, you know, "Hey," I'm like, "Hey, y'all hungry? Yeah, please." You know, so we'd learn after like the first year, "Hey, let's grab these snacks on the way in."
Mm-hmm.
No, but we all tailgated right there. And then, you know, after we were out of college and we were in the pros, we would come back. So Austin Sinline, Jason Glenn, Matt Trissel, and all these guys threw a tailgate where they had, you know, TVs, had it set up right, barbecues, and you know, a good party going. And it kind of, it's a lot of work, you know what I mean? If, you know, for every weekend doing it, you know, but it's fun because everyone gets together and you go watch a half it inside, and the second half you go back out and watch it on TV and have a few more pops and break down and get the hell out of there, you know?
Sure.
But, I missed that.
Yeah, we got a texture here, Case. What's your favorite tailgate food? What's your go-to?
Mine?
If you could have any option, the world's your oyster.
Man, it's hard to beat a damn good brat.
It's true.
I love a good brat at a tailgate. Mm. I mean, any game, I like a good brat.
It's true.
You know, with a good bun, some homemade mustard, a little kraut, or even just what I do at the house, because I don't do a lot of kraut. I'm not a big fan of kraut.
Sure.
A lot of it. What I'll do is I'll take the brats and I'll put them on the smoker and get them rolling. But then I'll get a pan with butter, garlic, onions, and like peppers and dice them all up and put them in there. And then I'll put that over the heat. And once that gets going, then I'll put some beer in it.
Oh, there you go.
And then, you know, I'll get some good color on the brats, and then I'll like transfer four into the juice of the onions and all that kind of stuff, and then put that back on the fire, then transfer the other four on and kind of go that way with it, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, then you just slop it on with some mustard and on a badass bun.
There you go.
But that's hard to beat, but I mean, here in Texas, you know, you got, and it's just barbecue, good barbecue.
Yeah, that is true, know? Yeah.
And that's here in Texas. It's just good barbecue. But me when I'm thinking sports or something like that, it's just, something quick is a good ass brat, you know.
Sure.
You know, I'm over tacos for right now.
Sure.
I mean, I've eaten too many damn tacos. I feel like I need to like take a break from tacos.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I need detox. What about nachos? You a big nacho fan?
Yeah, but not at a tailgate.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really do freaking nachos at a tailgate.
I suppose not. I've had nachos at a tailgate though. Yeah, a crock pot.
Yeah, but okay. I like a backyard tailgate. I mean, I hear what you're saying.
You know, like an RV. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They tailgates differently down here in Texas than they did in Washington State, so that's fair.
See, they do queso. They do it over the pit, and they have queso at all. I'm an idiot. You're right. I'm wrong. Totally wrong on that one. More queso than nachos, though.
That's true. That's fair.
So, you know, I was like, queso, yeah, nachos, not so much, but it's the same freaking thing. You dip one, you pick up the other.
Exactly, I mean, it's just the order of operations. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, but yeah, chicken wings are good too. I'm, you know, that's just but see, for me, man, I'm drinking so much. I drink so much at the tailgates, I forget to eat sometimes. But you kind of just eat when you can't, you know what I mean? But like chicken wings are, if I'm watching the game, it's a away game, I'm at the house and I'm cooking, yeah, hell yeah, doing wings,
sure.
doing all that for sure.
Yeah, but to your point with tailgating, yeah, especially with all the drinking involved, yeah, you want something that you can remember, oh, I need to eat now.
But
grab
see,
it
but ribs
it.
Are good too, because they're you can, you have to cook a hell of a lot of ribs to feed a lot of people, but it's easy. You grab a couple ribs, you know, boom, boom, throw it in the trash, you know,
that
you're done
true.
With it. You know, I mean, lick your fingers. Some people don't lick their fingers, but I don't know. I like the taste of fat on my fingers. It's just what I do. That's why I have love handles. So there's no tailgating, you know. So that really, you know, that kind of sucks. But that's all you need. Like, Del Conte just – Sarkisian needs to win some ball games. We need to beat the hell out of Oklahoma, shut them up, win some championships. You know, just start getting us on a roll winning Big 12 championships, you know. God, Oklahoma's won so many. And it's always because someone slips up and they get it, and it pisses me off every year. And all we have to do is beat them, and we can't beat them. Okay, I'm over it. Yeah, hot dogs too. Hot dogs are kind of on the same as the brat side.
Someone's saying fajitas. You have a fajita guy at a tailgate there, Case?
Huh?
Fajitas?
Yeah, fajitas are always, because you can feed a lot of people fajitas.
That is true, yeah.
You know, that's easy. Just, you know, get a flat top out there.
Just be careful. All that sizzling is going to draw a crowd real quick.
Yeah.
Get a couple randos there.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the worst thing. I mean, there's like five big parking lots. And the crazy thing is, you know, Austin's so money hungry. And I get it. People are trying to make money. And yeah, money is, everybody wants money, right? So
truer words never spoken there.
So you look on MLK now, and there's like five big parking lots, and then, you know, Austin says, "Hey, we don't have any parking." Well, you just took out five parking lots to put up more buildings to house more people downtown.
Yep.
And you're taking away all the damn tailgating. I mean, it used to be great because they used to have like five of those. I mean, you could go up and down them, and half the people would go in the game, half wouldn't. You know what I mean? But it was just, as a ball player, it was awesome because people would offer you food, and I liked that.
It's true.
That was cool. People were like, "Casey, what's going on? You want a beer?" "Yeah, absolutely." "You hungry?" "Sure."
<You know>? "Sure, yeah. I am now."
Yeah. I mean, I'll have a bite, so I'll have a bite and a beer and BS with some fans real quick, and then, you know, keep headed to where I'm headed, to the tailgate I'm going. But, I mean, that's what I loved about coming back, you know, in the pros. And well, in the pros, you're back and you're in and out. But, you know, once I retired, you know, the last, you know, since 2013, going to games, a bunch of losing freaking games. But a few good ones. Almost lost to Kansas one year. Are you kidding me? At home? Was that last year? It was last year. It was two years ago.
At least 1 year ago, yeah.
It was 2 years ago. It wasn't last year, COVID. It was 2 years ago. I cater for – this is where I knew stuff was messed up. I didn't finish it. This is where I knew stuff was messed up at Texas. I'm in there catering all the recruits at halftime. Bunch of barbecue. They're all grubbing down. And then, like, half the guys go back out to the field to watch the game. The other half sat there and played on Madden. And I was like, why are these guys even here? Like, why do they even have a pass? I wouldn't even let them. I'll be like, nope, y'all can leave now. Like, I don't get that. Like, why are we even inviting a kid if he's going to sit there and play Madden instead of go freaking watch the game? Like, you're here to, you know what I mean? It's so, I don't know. Yeah. That's where I knew stuff was. I was like, what? Like, come on. Like, we're like, what are we doing here? Why does this kid have a pass on? Like, so that kind of rubbed me wrong. But, yeah, we almost lost to Kansas. Like, so bad. But anyways, yeah, I hope there's some more grass areas. Like, maybe on campus they let us, you know, but they don't want to mess up the grass on campus for tailgating. And they don't want people, you know, beer and track and cans. So they'll do
yeah,
it up there.
Turn into a dirt field real quick.
Nah, I don't think that quick. I mean, you can see that, you know, where the, it's just one day. It's not like ACL where you're, you know, it's 100,000 people stomping in and out
for
walking
3 days straight. Yeah.
You know, and then the next week, you know, because that grass up there holds up well where they have the tailgates now. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if they would open it up and let people bring their own tailgates, it would be a lot more fun. It would be a lot more fun.
That I can agree with 100%.
You know what I mean? Because people don't want to have to go to a tailgate, spend $1,500 just to get a tent. Like, come on. I understand, you know, there's people out here that don't want to do any work. And, yeah, I got you. Like, I hear you on that. Like, okay. But don't take away all the damn tailgating for everybody else because you want to make more money, Del Conte. And then put a big-ass we're not TCU. We don't need a freaking stage with freaking people to come out and perform to get people to come to games. We don't need all that. You don't need to spend money on that. Spend money on teaching the offensive line to pick up a freaking twist. I talked to a few guys, and they said, and I hope this is not true, but on a twist, you don't want to drop your inside foot if you're a guard or a tackle, right? You want to cut it off because the pocket of a quarterback is like a horseshoe, right? And the quarterback sits in there like a little bunny, and you have to protect him, right? That's your job, right? If a twist comes where the DN shoots first, where it's a TE, where the DN, you know, is going out to contain outside on the tackle, and then the defensive end loops inside on you, they're saying that they're being coached to drop their inside foot. So if you're at left guard, you're dropping your right foot. And I was like, well, why would you drop your foot? Because that's the closest path that closes the pocket, and that's the closest path to the quarterback. You want to cut them off. I was like, no, you got to cut them off. Don't open your inside foot. So I hope that's not – I hope that was a misunderstanding what they told me, but I told them not to. I'm not a coach, but I was like, no, you shouldn't do that. But that's what they said, at the practice I was at. That's what he said. They were teaching them to stop twists. He's like, I don't mind if you open up your inside foot and run them. Like, what? I don't. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But anyways, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate after this. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Before break, we were talking about tailgating and, just at Texas, how there's no really good spot to tailgate anymore. You know, someone chimed in saying they should make the LBJ Park parking lot like the centralized tailgating area. But, I mean, you know, there's so much construction, so much stuff going on everywhere as well. But we'll see once everything's built. You know, when the stadium is built and, you know, the basketball stadium is built, you know, and all the stuff around it, you know, all the construction is out of the way, if it ever is out of the way, we'll see if there is any tailgating for us. Got a Texan heading to Lake Fork on June 3rd for the Skeeter Owners Tournament. Any good info on Lake Fork? After this break, I'll get you some info. My buddy did go up there. When did they go? They went up there a couple weeks ago. They caught some fish, but with all the rain and stuff, you know, the waters were all muddy and stuff and kind of murky. But, you know, they're throwing, you know, cinco's and frogs and all that good stuff. But yeah, the little topwater frog right now is working. But no, that's the last thing I heard. It was just muddy, so I haven't, because of all the rain and stuff. So I don't know. I haven't looked in the last couple weeks, but I'll check here at the break and get you some info on that. The Skeeter Owners Tournament. All I know is this: on Lake Fork, if you've never been out there, you better ask somebody to guide you the first time you go out there. So it's like it's a man-made lake, right? But they cut down all these trees. And so if you don't follow the path, like, you'll just poop, 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 you'll hit stumps. They're everywhere. So these big – I mean, Lake Fork has three or four of the biggest bass ever caught in Texas. And, you know, it's a public lake, but it has a lot of cover, you know, and it's – you know, they have these deep trees. And so, you know, these big females and males would get down in there. But they, you can't get them out, you know. But every once in a while, that person will pull up that, you know, what, 16-pounder, and you're like, God, look at this freaking Godzilla. But yeah, after the break, we'll get into that, and I'll, what do you call it? Get your info on that. Tim Tebow signs with the Jaguars as a tight end. That's just some brother-in-law stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he still has to make the team. It's not like he's... you know, he got a tryout, basically.
Oh, okay.
So that's the brother-in-law where, like, no random person can just go, hey, can I get the tight end tryout this year, you know?
Sure thing, son. Welcome aboard.
At 36 years old or something like that. But, if he makes a team, that'll be wild. But if it's not warranted or whatever, you know, that's the crappy, that'll be the crappy thing, you know. But anyways, yeah, so I'm excited to 100,000 people in the stadium, in the stands again. So that's nice. I was talking about before the break too as well, talking about, you know, the twist and stuff with flood, with, you know, what they're teaching, you know, that's just me. But I mean, I think that's football 101. I think that's day one. You should know that. You don't want to let people just run up the gut of your pocket. So I hope that's not what they're teaching. You know, I don't know. That's what they told me. And I was like, no, don't do that. But anyways, you got NBA playoffs. You got, you know, a bunch of mini camps and everybody, all that stuff, you know, kind of going on, and rookie camps and stuff like that. So it's good to see a bunch of Longhorns signed this week. It's good to see them, you know, getting a chance to live out their dream. You know, they still got to make a squad. That's the hard thing. You know, it's not easy to make the NFL. You know, yeah, they got drafted. So they, you know, they got a buffer for a year, you know, if they're not completely, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen like fourth rounders cut, you know what I mean? And I was like, damn, that's a really bad call. You know what I mean? On a pick, you know? But I've seen that happen. So, you know, you still got to make the team, but you still got to buffer your first year. You know what I mean? If you show progress, you know, that you have some upside to you. But no, good luck to all those guys. Keep working your ass off and, you know, get after it. Do you do hockey at all?
A little bit.
A little bit of hockey.
Excited for Washington to be getting its own hockey team here coming up shortly.
I thought they already did.
Well, they have it, but they haven't started yet, you know.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
They haven't played yet.
Yeah. My Colorado Avalanche lead the series 3-0 against St. Louis. So yeah. I'm excited about that. But the Avalanche have a cat on their squad. What's his name? He's cold. I mean, they say he's like the next Peter Forsberg. So he's in the same elite level as like Crosby is. Mm-hmm. And Ovechkin, but those two in their prime were like the best two, right? But he's arguably the best hockey player right now. So usually there's like one or two, like Ovechkin and Crosby. He's on their level. He's better than them,
sure,
because they're older now, right? But he stands alone as the best hockey player. You know, I mean, there's always that controversy. Who's better, Ovechkin or Crosby? Crosby won the championships, but Ovechkin had the numbers, right? You know,
right,
stuff
sure.
like that. So,
but he's standing alone in that.
Yeah, so this guy from the Avalanche is standing alone in that, and he's a bad dude.
Who would you say is closest to being on his level? Like, if anyone were to make like him or him, who would you choose? Or the other side?
Oh, there's nobody. He stands alone right
Not
now.
Even close, would you even say?
I mean, there's somebody maybe, but, like, he's that guy. Yeah. Every team in the NHL would take him right now. They'll give up any of their players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
They'll give up their captain. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he's good. Well, we got the PGA Championship third round today. You know, it's kind of crazy. It's like some old heads at the top. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, and there's... Shoot, is there four South Africans in the first, what do you call it, in the top 10? I can't even say the guy in fourth's name. I don't even know how to say that. Oosthuizen. I know that name. But anyways, Phil Mickelson and Oosthuizen are tied for first at 5-under today. They tee off at 140. That'd be a good little pairing right there. Kepka's paired up with somebody else, but the next match is Matsuyama and the other guy from South Africa. And Matsuyama, I mean, he won the Masters. He's only 3 under right now, 2 days to play. You know, you better watch out for him climbing the stakes. I mean, he wins another championship. You know, this is, you know, that's, you know, he might be, you know, be feeling it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's cool to see. I like to see people win multiples, you know, like,
sure.
Because you always see that person that win one and then they don't get back for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, you look at Ricky Fowler, never won the major. But everyone talks about Ricky Fowler all the time. He's always up there in the top 10, you know what I mean? But he's never won a major. Spieth was crazy his first year. You know, he's kind of back this year. He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? He's finishing in top tens, and he's, you know, he won the Valero Open. He, but he's been playing good golf. You know, I think he's plus one, or I mean, I don't know if he'll get back in this one right now, unless he just goes ape the next 2 days. But I mean, because it's, he's not that far back, just because, you know, 500 is a leader. Sometime, you know, last week, I think 20 something under one that, you know, one or whatever. So he has a chance, you know, you have to play good golf. But no, it's a, you know, it's a challenging course out there. I haven't really been able to watch too much, the last couple of days, but I'll get, you know, the replays and stuff like that. But yeah, check that out. PGA Championship in the next 2 days. Game one, Celtics and Nets tonight, playoffs. 8 o'clock tonight on, I think it was just on ABC, I think, yeah. So that's nice. Grizzlies beat the Warriors. We talked about that earlier. Steph Curry out of the lineup. I'll tell you what, though, that Simone Biles, the gymnast,
yeah,
the chick, she is, they showed some videos yesterday of her doing some crazy pike vault. I was like, man, I would eat. I would break every bone in my body if I tried any of this stuff she was doing.
Even close, yeah. I feel like I pulled a muscle looking at her.
But what's wild though with her is that she's you know, those gymnasts, you don't see them really two Olympics. You see them one Olympics. That's about it.
That's what they were saying. I remember reading that. Yeah, she could be making history with this.
And so, you know, she goes back and cruises and wins again. I mean, that's because it's kind of a young girl sport, and it takes a lot of pounding on their knees because they're jumping so much and they're landing, and, you know,
ankles are shot. Yeah.
Yeah, ankles, knees, all that stuff, you know, toes, all that junk is shot. But that's why she's a gold medalist. She's a superstar, you know what I mean? She's about to go back and do it all again. So that's you know, that's cool as hell. LeBron James got he might get fined by the league for messing with NBA protocol. He went to I guess he owns a tequila, he's a part of a tequila company as well, and he went to some private party with a lot of high profile people and broke NBA protocol.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll set him back real far in his next paycheck, sure.
No, I see, but I don't even think they're really going to do anything.
That's even worse. So they're like, oh, no, LeBron.
Unless they're just sick of him opening his mouth all the damn time.
That's true.
About everything.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No fine. You don't think any fine will come out of it or anything?
I mean, I think. I mean, if it's a thing, I think he is. Yeah, I mean, there has to be a fine if he's breaking protocol.
Well, you know that, right? But then, you know, this will probably might get buried next week and we'll probably forget about it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's wild. I'm sorry, I was reading some text. what were we talking about? Sorry, where were we at again?
We were just talking about, we talked about Simone Biles, and then we talked about LeBron James.
Yes. Yes, I mean,
or maybe not being fined.
See,
sure,
I think he will be fined because, I mean, he's breaking protocol, but they're not going to like sit him out of game. They're not going to do some stuff.
Oh,
like,
absolutely not.
They're not going to jeopardize his playing time.
Oh, no.
Especially with Curry out, they can't do that.
Of course. With LeBron and Curry out, that would be
no, they can't. I mean, it's just, you know, and that's the crazy thing is, and he knows he can get away with it.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, but.
That's a whole other conversation there.
Yeah. But, you know, LeBron, he's just, you know, he's that dude, you know.
He's the dude.
Yeah.
He's not even that dude. He's the dude. They don't make a Space Jam about just anybody.
I was way off talking about Lake Fork. Lake Fork has 34 of the 50 biggest bass ever caught in Texas. Fished there last week. It was tough. Had gates open. Managed 2 over 5 pounds, yeah. I didn't know it was that much. 34 out of the 50 biggest bass ever caught in Texas are out of Lake Fork. And it's a man-made lake. It ain't, you know, it's a public lake. So that's pretty badass. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this with more Big Ugly Tailgate. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Little Will Smith. We're going to start talking about aliens here in a little bit. But I got a couple questions on the text line, you know, regarding a couple football questions. I was fine. One question was I ever fined in the NFL? It was against Jacksonville. They said I leg sweeped somebody. They tried to charge me $5,000 for it, and I got it down to like $2,500.
Dang.
But that was, I was like, dude, I was falling to the ground. I definitely leg sweeped the hell out of him.
I was going to ask you, well, did you?
Yeah, I mean, because I missed the cut and he jumped over me. I kind of just tried to trip a foot real quick, you know, and I caught him. And he was like, oh, leg sweep. I was like, man, shut your ass up. And because I made it look like, because what I did is like, I missed with the cut and I kind of just rolled and kicked my legs, you know what I mean? So I made it look like that. And I got the FedEx in the mail. I was like, dang, what is this? All the O-line guys were like, send it to your agent. He'll fight it for you and get it reduced. I was like, all right, cool, thanks.
And he did, yeah.
Yeah, so I got, you know, then they take it out of your paycheck next week. You're like, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. No, that was that one. And then another one is this. Quick question for Casey. You have a lineup. You have to line up against a world-class D lineman or D end or whatever, like Freeney, per se, in Indianapolis. He goes, is your first instinct fire into him to get him off balance or risk a spin or swim move or getting beat or just try to keep him in front of you 10% less aggression to be safe? Well, with Freeney, what you had to do is you just always had to set him inside out. Like, you could never – because he would spin off of everything. Like, even if you were inside out, he would still spin. Like, that was his – if he couldn't get the edge, he's spinning. So – you'd always have to be inside out on a guy like Freeney, and you wouldn't want to be aggressive because if you are aggressive at all, he's spinning right away. So you have to basically, and he's not a big enough guy to bull rush you. So he's not like a Von Miller where he can put that long arm and stiff arm you and just run you right into the quarterback. You know, he's not that strong of a player. So with Freeney, you want to invite the bull rush. Yeah, come on into me. I will slam your little ass. You know what I mean? but he was quick, you know? So he would beat you around the corner, but you had to be perfect with him. You had to be inside out. And we did a lot of, like, we call it two jet, where it was basically I had my B gap. So if I had a three technique, I was responsible for Dwayne's inside. So a lot of times, I remember one game, coach was like, Casey, you can't do that. I was like, but my guy left. He goes, I know, you know, but he goes, if another guy came outside, I was like, I know, but there's no, everybody dropped. He goes, okay, you're right. Everybody dropped. So you can do that. But he's like, you still have to have your eyes inside. And I never did it again because he's right. You know what I mean? But there's one time where, you know, I'm supposed to be helping out the center. My guy goes in front of Chris Myers, and he's all the way over there in front of three technique. They're dropping, right? And it's like a four-man rush. One guy was down, and I'm over there looking. One guy's down, and they're all locked up. And I see Dwayne over there, and I see Dwight about to, you know, I just kind of peek real quick left. And I see Dwight about to spin move. and I caught him right in the chest. You know what I mean? And so, but a lot of times it was, I would wait for it. I'd be like, all right, here comes a spin. And then I'll just try to meet him. As soon as his face turned, I'll try to put my helmet right underneath his chin. We got him about two or three times.
Mm.
But yeah, it all depends on, you know, the type of rusher. But Dwight Freeney, that's the way I would block it. What else? I just had a guy text in saying, I'm sorry I bleed burnt orange, but I was the biggest pansy on our O-line. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, man. Thank you. I'm glad I was the biggest pansy on Texas O-line.
Ouch.
I don't really care. No, but so that's the way I would block a Freeney, and then you get like a Von Miller or someone that's longer like that, or like a Jason Pierre-Paul type, where it's more of a hand fight. Like, you got to knock their hands down, then grab. You know what I mean? But they got more weapons in their body where they can slap your outside hand down and get skinny and get around you. And they got enough power they can, you know what I mean? So that one's a mind game where you're like, where you got to set them up. Like, you know, you fake your hands out there to, like, get him off balance, like, make him miss a chop. And then you grab that arm down and you kind of push him down that way. I remember Bruce Matthews always told me, he goes, well, Casey, just piss him off like you do these other D tackles. Because if he's busy kicking your ass, he ain't making the play. I said, all right, cool. You know, he's like, just piss him off. You know,
what a strategy.
Well, I mean, because he, but see, Bruce Matthews, when you do film study with him, I don't know, man, he just saw the game different, man. I'd be sitting there with him. He goes, you see how mad he got right there? And I wasn't looking at that type of tendency. I was looking at more, you know, I wasn't looking at their reactions to each other, you know, that type of stuff. I was looking at more, you know, what moves they were bringing, you know, with their feet and, you know, their angles and the chop and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, looking at that, sorry, dang door's open over here. But no, that's what I would be looking at, you know. And, but he would see like the little bit of chin music where the guy would get all, you know, pissed off and then it would get him out of his game. And to see, you know, he'd be like, all right, we'll see how he gets mad right here. If you get him in the ribs a couple times, you know, it throws him off the game and he wants to fight you instead of, you know, go off. What's up, Jamie? Instead of, you know, go off and make the play because you're making him mad because you're getting him a couple times, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's, I mean, it's a hard, like, those tackles, like, I don't care who you are. Those left and right tackles, you know, in the NFL, that's why they get paid so much. I mean, it's not easy with these hybrid DNs, big, small, coming off the edge and stuff like that. They got to be ready. You know, they got to have speed. They got to be a dancing bear. You know what I mean? They have, you know, it. You saw how big Von Miller was last year. Like, oh, this is fun. This guy's going to have, like, just coming at me all game. 50 plays just banging this guy. This is great. You know what I mean? Like, that's – so it's – 50
plays doing what?
What? You know what?
50 plays doing what?
Just Von Miller just bang, you know, just headbutting him all game. You know what I mean? So, but anyways, we got to take a quick commercial break, and Jamie Frazier is going to hop on with me, and we're going to talk some aliens here in a second.